holiday season is here, the time of giving thanks, a time of spending time, you know, family and good times with friends, and I have a dilemma. Okay. I'm always in a weird situation, and you provide some semblance of psychotic assistance in this. I'm not saying you're not right.
Psychotic being the aforementioned word, yes.
Right, kind of like a psychotic supper. That's a Tesla reference, and you got to leave it in there because why not? But sure. Here's the deal. I got invited to a vegan Thanksgiving.
Oh, screw that nonsense right there.
Well, here's the thing. So,
are you allowed
friend,
to wear leather shoes to this thing?
I don't know how serious they are about it. That didn't come up. My buddies recently married about a year, 2 years in, I guess. Okay. It's recent to me.
That counts as a newlywed. Newlyweds 18 months.
Okay, there you go. So they're newlyweds. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, man, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You know, we're going to have a thing. And I go, okay.
You want to come over and not eat turkey?
Right. Well, effectively, that's exactly how it was said. And he goes, well, I don't know what you got going on. You're not working. I go, no, I'm not going to work the Thanksgiving. I'm not dealing with that crap. And he goes, well, good. When you get down to your house or wherever else you have to go, you come by. It's going to be a big spread. I go, cool. And then he goes, oh, by the way, it was just almost an afterthought. Like, if I didn't know and it was the only place I was going and I showed up, I would have been probably traumatized. He goes, it's a vegan thing. And then it was like, I got to go. I'll text you later on details. And I know that
immediately broke your phone in half, threw it in the trash, and like burned your aliases, moved. No one can find
me. I don't
now.
Know. I don't even know how to process it. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, sure, I'm going to show up. And you know, I was raised in the house of a stick or sterling, whatever. Big Mama said, she go wherever you are, and people invite you over. You have to be polite and you know, sample whatever they're serving or whatever they present you. And don't go to the cannibalism thing again. It's being too regular of an occurrence, you know, kind of deal. It's like, oh, by the way, here's a human leg. You try it while you're over. No, I'm not saying we're going there.
Well, could you bring, Kat, at the very least, could you bring Larry the Pig over? Because we talked about him a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
Larry the Pig. You can bring him over with a side of bacon.
The Pig and I.
Yeah, why not? Absolutely. That sounds great.
The tiny swine Larry and I will eat. It's not even the same people's house, obviously, because we were having chops at their place. Oh, it gets deep. We should all get together. That would even be more special. But yes. Here's the deal. If it's the only place I'm going, I don't want to be rude, but I got to get real food someplace. I don't mean that there's not real food. I love sides. I'm all about starches. I'm all about, you know, vegetables. I'm all about the stuff. The stuffing, the dressing. You got to pick exactly, you know, which is in the bird's stuffing, obviously, because you stuff that crap in there. Well, not crap, but, you know, keep the giblets out. Can you agree with me or do you disagree? The giblets.
I am not a fan of organ meat. So, yeah, we can keep the giblets out. That's fine.
I hated that as a kid. My mom would do it. My aunt would do it. And then they deny it. No, there's nothing in there. I'm like, why do you sneak it in? Cook it on the side or make, you know, and I wasn't trying to be difficult. It's not like I went like, oh, make a special batch just for me. But why hide that stuff in there?
Well, the thing that bothered me is when I was a kid, my grandmother would make giblet stuffing. And I would eat it because it was just the stuffing. And then I found out what was in it. And I'm like, gizzards? Because the gizzards, don't they put rocks and stones in gizzards? I mean, why are you making us eat that? And then it all came to a screeching halt one day when my grandmother was over and she was going to be making the giblet dressing. She put the giblets in the blender, forgot to put the lid on and hit blend. It looked like a horror show in the kitchen when that happened. A
lot of ugly.
Because there was blood everywhere. And from that point on, we don't have giblet dressing.
I understand that being an issue. I mean, my biggest thing before we get back to how I deal with the vegan Thanksgiving, which I'm thankful that they've invited me.
That's not going to happen with the vegan Thanksgiving.
No, not unless you don't tell them, which is another issue. All right, this would just happen in the last couple of weeks. These people have entered into a lawsuit now, or at least they're, I think, getting close to it.
You're going to?
No, I'm not. No, I don't need
different people.
Yeah, different people. Not people I know, but people who were in the news. And it was a situation that were vegan and went someplace and were promised a vegetarian meal, but then they used like the juices or whatever of some type of meat product. They found out no one was sick, so it was no irreparable harm. There was no type of injury situation except to their psyche. And now they're wanting to sue because they say, one, it was false advertising, which I guess you might have a window there.
Absolutely true on that.
But the other side, I mean, like psychological distress, emotional distress, whatever the hell. And I'm thinking, come on, really? I mean, how?
Well, it depends. I mean, here's the thing. If it's a personal choice you've made and you've told people about it and you are expecting them to give you something for them to go against. Because here's the thing. They don't know why you're vegan. Look, I'm not a big fan of veganism and everything. I mean, it's fine. If you want to do it, great. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, how dare you say that I can't do that? I mean, I don't want it that way either.
I just don't want to hear about it. Sure. I hear about it way too much. But if you make that decision, that's wonderful. But if you made that decision, you've made that decision. And I've gone places with vegans. I've eaten out with vegans. And most of the time, the vegans are very polite. And they'll be like, well, I'm vegan and this is... And they'll ask... But they're not... They don't come in and demand stuff. But if you've made that decision, you've made that decision. And to then give somebody something else, but you also don't know why that person's made that vegan decision.
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe they have a religious belief against it. Maybe they're Hindu, or you know, maybe they there's something where they can't eat beef or beef products or chicken products or animal fat can cause them problems. Yeah, you can sit there and say emotional distress, but I do think there needs to be a certain amount of punitive damage for that bullshit to go on in a restaurant that tells you're going to give you a vegan meal and then to give you like chicken livers.
Fair enough. I get that. And there was a girl I used to go out with, a Hindu, as you mentioned. And she, you know what, she loved going to like, it was when I was in New Orleans. Our big thing was looking for bad food, which was impossible unless it was like change restaurants. But what she really loved, and it was hard for me to process early on, we've been out drinking and partying a little bit. And she was like, you know what would be really good? I'm like, what? She's like, a Taco Bell. And I'm like, what?
What?
Right. And I was traumatized. I mean, just completely. And I'm like, sure, we can go there. That's fine. We're living in New Orleans. Of all the places to go, this is what you want? Okay.
Like a bean burrito?
She liked the beef tacos and the nachos. She liked the beef. And I'm like, you realize you're the Hindu and the animal and the thing. And she's like, well, I eat other
steak.
Stuff.
She wouldn't eat a steak, but she'd eat like Taco Bell. Is that
eventually?
Like, that's not. I'm okay with cats and dogs. I just won't eat.
It's a weird sliding scale of what's okay and not okay. You know, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I thought the cow was precious, but you know,
the cow's sacred. Yeah,
but instead, you're gonna eat. And it was just like a lot of hypocrisy. It's like everything else. People pick their spots to where they're gonna go against what the find a way to get to something different.
Yes, do not. But going back to your whole vegan Thanksgiving, do not sneak bacon into some cheesy potato. Well, you can't even do cheese. You can't do cheesy potato because you can't have cheese.
Right.
What the hell?
Well, I don't know this how. See, the that's problem. The thing. I need to know what the rules are because I want to bring something. I never come empty-handed. I'll bring a bottle of wine if nothing else. Maybe many bottles.
I think that's what you're going to end up doing. Just make sure it's vegan wine.
Well, how could it not be? Does that mean a human's foot can't touch the wine? So you're getting to weird. I don't know all the ins and outs to this. What are you telling me?
How many people actually crush grapes by foot nowadays?
Well, then how could it not be vegan? Unless you're pouring animal blood into the soil that goes to the grape? The grape?
And anything that's dairy, I don't know, is there some sort of dairy or wheat thing that attaches to it?
See, I'm very confused now. You've brought up new things that I have to worry about that never even entered my mind.
Are you going to like have like hot dogs in your pocket and slowly pull one out like Rafi
league?
I mean, a pocket dog now and then.
It's always a league reference. You got to like that. So, in Big Mouth, they're all interrelated. It's incestuous. This will not be my first stop, I can't imagine, but we'll see how the day goes because, you know, they'll be home.
You'll be like, can you do the vegan Thanksgiving early? Because if I get hungry later on, I've got another Thanksgiving where they actually have real meat and potatoes.
Yeah, there's a bird that used to fly around. But I mean, here as a kid, I don't know if I've told you this or not. I spent a season of holidays where I didn't want any turkey, and I wouldn't eat chicken, and I wouldn't eat like other meat products. And
wait,
it all
why?
Started
just out of curiosity. Were you?
Well, here's how old or why or both.
No, I was. Why didn't you want to have chicken?
Because my mother had people over to the house, and she served up Cornish game hens. And my little kid brain couldn't figure out that I thought they were like baby chickens and that they had
and
been
so
killed.
So you said, no, I'd rather have scrambled eggs.
Well, again, from the chicken.
The humanity.
Right. I'm sure I didn't get to that point of contradiction. But I was okay with eating a full-size adult bird and killing it. But I guess I figured it didn't have a chance to grow up yet. So I was like, screw that. It makes no sense. And everybody's trying to explain it.
Did you not understand that there are different sizes of birds?
Well, you see them outside all the time.
You're like, the turkey. You're like, I'll eat the turkey because that thing's old as hell because that thing's enormous.
Yeah, he grow up. He's like 20 pounds or she, whatever. I don't know how you tell.
Well, the she's are about 50. Hens are top out about 15, 16. And then toms are, 18 to 24.
So. See, I could count on you for knowing our turkey Tom and turkey Tom.
I am a turkey man. I love turkey.
I love turkey, too, in a big way. And then you get the turkey pot pie, you get the turkey sandwiches, you get the mashed potatoes, all these things, and some of which apparently now won't be happening at the vegan Thanksgiving. So what does that entail? And I don't want to be a jerk, but I'm not.
Did you ask what's on the menu? What do you have?
He said he didn't have time to tell me, and that he'd get back to me.
Oh my God!
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what all is involved, and I don't have anything against
vegans. Does it involve an email and a website and everything? Do you have to sign up for stuff?
No, it was he called. It was voicemail. I called back. Usually it's text, and he's like, "Oh, I gotta go. He had some meeting or some crap. I don't know what it was. He was like working, and I was working at the time too. You know,
what are we having? I can't even begin to tell you.
And he didn't say he didn't have time. He says, like, and like anybody else, there's, you know, people bring things. It's not just like, here's the one bowl of stuff. It's Thanksgiving. People bring all kinds of things. And I think harvest and fall and the whole deal. But I mean, what are you going to have? There's tofurkey, right? It's tofu. They could have that.
But it's shaped like, they make it shaped like a turkey, like
breast, right?
Well, no, but it's shaped like a turkey, so it's clear that it's tofu.
Wait a minute. Well, I don't understand this. Because, like, when I was a kid, I've subsequently had this conversation with my mother. And she said that she had made, like, turkey breast that she had gotten. I don't know if it was, here we go with brand names, which we probably shouldn't do. Sara Lee, let's just say. And she was like, no, I don't think that was real. I think it was tofu. And I'm like, wait a minute, all that stuff when I was a kid, you know, she goes, yeah, I didn't know. And then I found out. And then I was like, I don't know if this is good or not, but it was good enough and good protein. I'm like, okay. So are you saying they're going to have a tofurkey that looks like a turkey, or it's just going to be like chopped up and sliced, it tastes like? I don't know.
I thought that when you buy a tofurkey, it's like the shape of a turkey, but like the turkey, like the hand turkey you draw in like elementary school.
Just with the hand and the fingers and the thumb.
Like literally the shape of a turkey, not like the shape of a cooked turkey. But I don't know. I've never had tofurkey. And I have no problem. Here's the thing. When it comes to veganism and or any sort of vegetarianism.
I know where you're going.
I have had delicious. I go to Chinese restaurants all the time and I will occasionally order a vegetarian meal because I like the meal that it is. And there have been times when I'll order something and it'll happen to be vegetarian, but I also like meat as well.
Yeah. Well, what I don't understand is this, and this is the big thing now too with all the meatless burgers and all the different places or whatever. I'm not going to use the brand name there. People have gone out of control about it. It's all about converting people who are meat eaters to go the other way, to give you a product that tastes like what you're used to then eat something that is not the animal
yeah,
any
but
longer.
It's not. It's like, you know, here's the thing. I was at my father and my sister are vegetarians. Well, my sister's a vegan now.
Well, she should know. Let's get her on the horn. There's a term nobody uses anymore. That was a MASH reference. Get them on the horn.
I was once at my parents' house late at night. I don't know what the heck I was doing. I was going through my old stuff. They had gone to sleep. This is like a decade ago. And I was hungry. So I go and I start raiding their fridge. And I found like this like vegan or vegetarian turkey pot pie or something. And I made it and I ate it. And it was disgusting. And I described it to him the next day. I said, it's sort of like aliens had kidnapped me and they had used their long range scanners to approximate what food was.
Yep.
And then recreate it in a lab. And it kind of sort of tastes like it. And there are times like my sister will eat something. She goes, oh, there's a burger now that's popular. Burger King actually is selling.
I made allusion to that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, I can't tell, I would tell you the name, but it would be impossible for me to tell it to you.
There you go.
But anyway, so, and I had that once somewhere with my mom. My mom got it. She was curious. And I'm like, this tastes like what somebody who hadn't had beef for 5 years remembers beef to taste like. But then if you just go to Denny's and get their shitty burger, it's going to taste so good.
Of course it is. It always does. But I just, why try to simulate? Just give me something different. I mean, there's all kinds of new different foods that people try all the time, different styles and everything else. They don't try to tell you it's the same as something else. I don't understand that.
Are you going to go to this vegan Thanksgiving?
I think I kind of have to stop by because there are people I care about. But
can you wear like a leather coat and everything and walk in?
I don't think that they're
like a pimp?
I really hesitate
like
to
a
use
vegan
the word.
Strip club?
I don't think they're really extreme vegan in that regard. And here's the best part: my buddy is not vegan. She's vegan, and I've had this happen. Where all of a sudden you're in there. And then the next thing you know, you're living that life because you're with her. And that's a common issue. I'm sure it works both ways. But
are you vegan? No, but my girlfriend is.
May as well be, right? I just don't.
Well, but no, my sister's vegan. My brother-in-law's not vegan. He buys steaks and and the thing that's also kind of insane, she does it for a moralistic reason, not even environmental, but more moralistic. She doesn't want to eat any, you know, don't eat anything with a face.
Right.
But she feeds her dogs like meat, like meat product food.
Because that's what they need and that's what they want.
Well, but those are faces.
You're asking for a lot, and you're asking to make sense, and a lot of it's pretzel logic. That's the thing. And we got a lot to be thankful for, I'm telling you. But this whole, if it was the only place I had to go, I think I'd have to get a turkey for the house on my own. Because I got to have the turkey. I mean, sometimes I've had steak. I've done different things. Chinese at Christmas, that's a regular deal. But I mean, it's just a weird thing. And I think he knew it was weird as he approached me, and then he got all, I almost wonder if he was getting off the line, so he just wanted to get a quick, are you in, are you out? And then you tell me, like, I'm interested to see what kind of throwdown they have. What kind of
I want to report later on the everything, the options there.
Can I take pictures? How weird and awkward is that? I don't want to be pictures. One of those people. There's people take pictures of all
like
kinds
it's for
of
Instagram.
Stuff.
I'm an influencer.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, I don't think I want to be that guy unless there's money in it. There is a lot of money in being an influencer, but it just sounds dirty. Do you want to be an? Are we influencers? Who are we influencing?
God,
and what are we saying?
God, I hope not. Let me tell you. You know what I'm going to eat on Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah.
I mean, a goddamn turkey.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.